Shamati Ein Zayin Nishmat Adam Telamdenu.
Shamati 77, one's soul shall teach him. One's soul shall teach him. It is known that the whole Torah is learned primarily for the needs of the soul, for those who have already been rewarded with a discernment of a soul. Nevertheless, they must crave and search words of Torah of others who attained to learn new ways from them, which the early ones invented in their innovations in the Torah. By this, it will be easy for them to advance in the high degrees, meaning that through them, they will advance from degree to degree.
In other words, there is an obligation here to learn what is written and what other people said, those who have already advanced before us. Because by this we create for ourselves, we determine our path and our pace of advancement.
But there is a Torah that is forbidden to disclose, since each and every soul should make that scrutiny by itself, and not that someone will make that scrutiny for him. Hence, before they make the scrutiny themselves, it is forbidden to disclose to them the words of Torah. This is why the great ones hide many things. And except for this part, there is a great benefit to the souls by what they receive from the innovations of the Torah of others. And one's soul shall teach him how and what to receive and to be assisted by the innovations of in the Torah of others and what he himself must innovate.
Yes, there are several things you can add here. Read it again, please.
Shamari 77, one's soul shall teach him. One's soul shall teach him. It is known that the whole Torah is learned primarily for the needs of the soul, for those who have already been rewarded with a discernment of a soul. Nevertheless, they must crave and search words of Torah of others who attained to learn new ways from them.
In other words, although they already attained the discernment, the level of a soul, neshama, I'll read it. It is written in the Torah, one soul shall teach him, meaning a person learns from within his own soul, from what he feels, from what he attains. He goes and attains more and more and more. So he says this, it is known that the whole Torah is learned primarily for the needs of the soul. So what we need is only in order to increase our vessel so as to feel the Creator completely. Meaning, why are we learning? For those who have already been rewarded with a discernment of a soul. So here there's a question. Are we learning for those who've already been rewarded with the discernment of the soul, meaning with a vessel of bestowal? So what else is there to learn? What do we need to learn? That's why Baal HaSulam says, nevertheless, they must crave and search words of Torah of others who attained. Meaning, what others attained, they should take interest in what they attained as well, and add their attainment to themselves. Why? To learn new ways from them. Meaning, each one has his own way. And by learning how each of them looks at life, we're talking about people who aren't making mistakes, who are already in spirituality, who are incorporated in one another. So through their incorporation, they cause an intensification of their vessels, and by this an intensification of the sensation and revelation of the Creator in these vessels. That's why he says, what is it for? So they will learn new ways from them, which the previous ones invented in their innovations in the Torah. Each one, in other words, has his own Torah, his own progress, advancement, his own ways, according to the root of the soul. By this, it will be easy for them to advance in the high degrees, meaning that through them they will advance from degree to degree. What does it mean, through them? We need to understand that there is nothing new under the sun. All the innovations we discover, all the new things we discover, are only through connections of all the attainments and states that we are all discovering. I can't just go and discover something alone. I won't find anything here. Precisely by connecting to others, and each one being incorporated with the vessels of the others, like cells in the same organism, by this we create new organs, new organisms, new vessels, basically, for the revelation of the Creator. All of our progress is through connections among us. But he says, there is forbidden Torah that is forbidden to disclose. We think that what we reveal to others is good, but he says no. He says only so far can we reveal. Why? Because each and every soul should make the scrutiny by itself, not that someone else will make the scrutiny for him. There is this field that I have to plow. I have to raise my crops in it. Grow my crops in it. And that's how we advance. There is personal work that no one can do for you because you have your own special record, Reshimot, which is called a point in the heart, and you have to work from specifically from within that point. And besides this, you may learn from others and connect to others, but your personal work must be right here in this place. That's why he says, that no one can make this scrutiny for you. Hence, before they make the scrutiny themselves, people, it is forbidden to disclose to them the words of Torah. And here there's a problem. I received the articles of Shamati from Wabash. And this is something that didn't exist before, anywhere. In a way that it's written this way. Never throughout history, over thousands of years, through Bala Sulam, basically, Bala Sulam, the Creator revealed to us the relations in spirituality from Lo Lishma, not for our sake, to Lishma, to for our sake, and then so forth. And Rabash wouldn't give it to anyone. And I, for the 10 years that I was next to him, or so, I was looking in this notebook that he kept taking whenever we went to all kinds of places like Tiberias, for several days a week. We would just leave everyone and go there. And I saw how how important those articles are and how innovative they are. I had no I didn't have the intellect, the feeling to understand their uniqueness, that they specifically speak about man's connection to the Creator, and not just about activities or superficial things like in science, the way we see it in several, in other places. Rabash didn't give it to just anyone, these articles. He wouldn't even let the veterans, his own friends who were with him, studying with Bala Sulam himself, who were his age. So I had this big question, what to do? He gave it to me and said, take it. Should I keep it to myself? But no correct usage will come out of it, because the usage can come only through people's connection. So what should I do? And then I gave this notebook to be photocopied. I gave it to everyone. And even if they wanted to turn it into books of Shamati, let them make it. Moreover, as long as if it's circulated in the world, let it be circulated. If Abash gave it to me, then let it just go out through me, and that's it. I will take responsibility for what I did. But in truth, there is a problem here. Are we, because of it, causing a descent or an ascent to the world? Because look at what is happening with atomic energy, for example. Look at how much bad it is doing to the world, but also how much good it can bring to the world. Because in everything you have a plus and minus, you have two opposites. It depends on how we use it. So I made the calculation that nevertheless the gain will be greater than the loss on the one hand. On the other hand, who am I to decide? I nevertheless cannot keep such a treasure only to myself. And as Bala Sulam writes about the revelation of the Creator to him, he writes, then I decided that whatever happens, I will reveal those things that he writes. It's what he writes in his prophecy. He decided that no matter what, I will reveal it to everyone. So that's why I did the same. But I'm continuing to read. So, article number 77, one soul shall teach him. But there is a discernment of the Torah that is forbidden to reveal, because each soul should make the scrutiny by itself. We're reading in the second paragraph. And not that someone will make the scrutiny for him. And that's the problem that I feel in people's complaints. And I remember my own complaint to Abash as well. Say something, explain it. Why are you silent? It is forbidden to reveal to a person things that pertain to the root of his soul, which he has to discover by himself. It is not a science. It is a development of the soul. So he has to come to the deficiency to open up each and every cell in his soul and find how to tend correctly to every part of the soul, and how then to bring it to the Creator, and not that someone will make the scrutiny for him. Hence, before they make the scrutiny themselves, it is forbidden to disclose to them the words of Torah. This is what we feel on ourselves, that we reveal something and conceal it. It is written about it, I reveal one portion and I conceal two portions. Michael, maybe they should give us these excerpts. Where it says so.
זה השיטה, זה החוק.
It is the method, the law in Revelation that you must always maintain the deficiency and not block a person with the knowledge you pour into him. You have to leave for him a place, a lack for revelation, so he will do it with himself. This is why the great ones hide many things, because it's forbidden to reveal everything. And except for this part, there is great benefit to the souls by what they receive from innovations of the Torah of others. And one soul shall teach him how and what to receive and to be assisted by the innovations of the Torah in the Torah of others, and what he himself must innovate. There is a part that I myself must innovate, and there is a part that I receive that innovation from others.
Ma.
What? There is this article called Covering a Portion, Revealing Two Portions, Two Parts.
Yes, I know. Soon we can't get to everything immediately. Let's see. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мне казалось, что у всех как бы один путь, который...
It seemed to me that all of us have the same path which the great ones have prepared for us. But now you said that each one has his own rule of the soul, his Torah. What does that mean?
Each one has a part of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. After the breaking of that vessel, that part exists in each and every one. That part is called Rishimo, a record, because it's still not a part. It's just an impression, an informative record, like a record in a computer. And therefore, each one, through his own record, has a certain perspective on life that he has to discover on himself, by himself, this perspective. He has to arrange his, or to build his special approach to life. We're not all the same. Each one has his own root of the soul. No one is similar to another. No one even understands another. That's how distinct we are, disconnected from each other. But above it, we want to connect into a single system.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. I am very worried, concerned that in dissemination I might not be careful and reveal certain things that I shouldn't. So I'm looking for a general rule for what is there that we should not disclose in our dissemination.
I will put it this way. First of all, clothe in the people you teach. Do what is best for them. Don't think about yourself, but only what is best for them. Just as when you teach as a teacher in grades 1, 2, 3, and then you will not make mistakes. If you think about the benefit of the people you are tending to, you will not harm them.
Николаев, Сочи.
Николаев, Сочи.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Вы ответили на наш вопрос.
Yes, Rav, thank you. You answered already our question.
All right. So now,
PT 25.
Rav, about this deliberation that you talked about publicizing the Shamari articles. If I understand correctly, the things that Bala Sulam said, he said them in meals and in public events. So
he said them specifically in conversations that he gave to Abash.
Because it says, even in our article, it says...
If it says that it was said in a meal, that this and that time, then it was said in a meal. But if it doesn't say, speak about some public event, that's when he said it, then it was when he spoke to Rabash in person.
And to those articles that were said in four eyes, should we relate to them? And it was only said to Rabash, and we should be careful about publicizing them. This is why he gave it to you in concealment. He didn't give it to everyone because...
No. Everything that Rabash wrote in the notebook, Shamati, I didn't see that anyone wrote them. In general, it was forbidden to write. They would just sit and listen. And only Rabash, as far as I know, after he heard, he would go back home and would write these words from what he remembered by heart. And look at how he remembered it, because sometimes you have several pages and in such a way that it's so exact. This is number one. Number two, I have other notes that were taken by, say, Chaim Lemberger and his father and others, other students of Bala Sulam. And there is nothing there that is anywhere near it. That's why I'm not even going to sort them or arrange, organize them. First of all, because I think that if I publish them, I might even cause confusion. We should have one line, and it is certain that by this we will advance.
Thank you, Rav, but internally, I don't feel, or I don't know if anybody else feels a problem in publicizing Shamari. I don't feel that there are any secrets there by which a person may corrupt himself. Do you think that there are any places, any articles that we should not study, we should not publicize?
No. You're right. Because I felt how the generations were falling and how the religious part and the secular part really have no connection to this inner work that is in Shamati. That's why I let it be circulated in the world, published. It was still many years after I received them from Rabash, and he passed away. So I decided to publish them.
And I gave
the original to be photocopied. I gave it to all the people who wanted it. So they would see that it's not me who made all kinds of corrections after going over it, but that these things had to be published cleanly without touching them in any way. Okay? Merkaz one.
When, for the first time, do you attain what's called men's soul shall teaching?
When he receives from above an illumination that begins to organize him on the path. That's with respect to the person. We're also always in it. Still vegetative, animate, and people, too, are all going to reveal the soul, the inner part in them, that even and even the smallest part of creation is not exempted from this process. But if we're speaking about the human level, human meaning, you are called man. We want to be similar to the Creator. So how do we do this? Through connection. In the connection, we want to create those same conditions that are called Bore, Creator, Bore, come and see. Ita 3.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Therefore, all those writings, they were written in that way so that we could find the way and the scrutiny between us in order to obtain what we are reading.
Ken, Zayikar.
Yes, that's the main thing. That's the most important. That in the connection between us, we build the conditions for the revelation of the Creator. Okay? All right, let's move on to Kiev. What do you want?
Yes, dear Rav, according to the article, on one hand he writes that one's soul shall teach him, on the other hand, that we learn with the help of new innovations, revelations in the Torah that were done by others. How does it coincide?
This is how it works. How do you use in your life what you understand in life and all kinds of connections to life that you were given from others through obstacles that you use, instruments you use, music, literature, everything you have in life was all done, so to speak, for you, and you use them. What do you do to help others? That's the question. But this is how we live, where each one uses what others do. And in this way, we superficially correct the world on the surface. When I use what others did to exist, by this, I am connected to others. It is written about it, go and live off of each other. That too causes man's correction to bring back all of his broken pieces, Adam Rishon meaning. It causes the system of Adam Rishon to return to its corrected form.
So what we study as revelation of what others have attained in the Torah, that's clear, but what does it mean one's soul shall teach him?
It is that we want to connect to others, to the friends, and we are impressed by them, and then our soul begins to awaken in us such feelings, such states that impel us to act toward approaching connection. Croatia.
Rav, you said that it is forbidden to reveal something about the development of one's soul. So how do I know what should be revealed and what should not be revealed towards the friends, towards the public, or whatever?
We still don't understand and we have nothing to hide. We just need to see very simply what is best for the person that we want to speak to connect with, to relate to others with love, with connection, with a good will. That's enough.
PT5.
Regarding what you said in the beginning of the lesson, that we feel our intensity not in the 10, but rather in the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, of all of Bnei Baruch. What is this thing that one soul for all of us must come into fruition that it teaches us?
We still don't know how it operates. We don't feel it, but it is working. You will discover it, how our whole world kli is in a system that today the world follows, goes according to the correction of that system. We are the innermost part of humanity, and the more we advance, the more we will pull after us all of humanity. And in this way, we will see the way. You will see. We are becoming a very internal an important part in the human system. We have to advance. It should give us more power and a feeling of responsibility. And soon we will see how all of us are working, like in this special spiritual company, all of us, to raise all of humanity to the level of bestowal, the level of love and connection. It is all ahead of us.
Do we need to take into account more work of incorporation and workshops between us in order to perform these renewals and this mutual study of ours?
That too, but we should do it, yes. Maybe the question is only when. Either you do it while you meet during the day, or you should do it during the lesson or in such evenings like we had yesterday. I don't know. You should be a bit more into it and be more active, independent. All right? Okay, let's move on to the women.
It's written that there is a great benefit to the souls by what they receive in the renewals of the Torah of others. Can we say that to hear how a friend perceives the morning lesson is a renewal, new things in the Torah?
Not too. It's not new things in the Torah, but we should talk about it a little bit. Not to confuse people, but it's possible to talk about it. It helps. Only in a very, very, in the right dosage.
Yes. In order to learn from them new ways, what the previous ones have came up with from their work. So we're learning from the past Kabbalists, from their Torah?
When each one hears something, he understands it according to his style and his root of his soul. That's why we should listen to it and process it in a way that we realize this in our shape. It's like in our life. When we use what others did and it helps us in our life also to succeed to some extent in our life more,
56, what is the root of the soul? What information is in it?
The root of the soul is the Rishimot, the records from the system of Adam HaRishon, that each and every one has after this system has been broken. And I should work on these records in order to connect them to other records. And this is how we connect everything, ourselves, all of us, to the system of one corrected, connected Adam. By that, the world returns to the way it has been, and we can be as one man and one heart again.
What information is in the root of the soul?
Everything. That's my DNA.
Next. From Mark 26. How and what intention do we need to read the sources in order to feel, to reveal new depth behind familiar words?
When we want to go back to that system, the corrected system of Adam HaRishon, where we're all connected, we lose our ego. Each one of us loses the ego, and the main thing is to reach connection. There's nothing more to do for humanity. This is what is in front of us. We will suffer very much from all these coronas, the germs, problems, wars, like Bala Sulam writes, the third and fourth world war, atomic war, etc. Everything is in front of us if we don't advance towards the connection on our own.
Question from Russix. One soul shall teach oneself. Is that the 10 that shall teach me or something else?
No, the soul of a person teaches him means that we have to make all kinds of efforts towards connection in the group, in our group, both the small group, the personal group, the 10, and also the general group. We felt yesterday also more connections that we have between us around the earth, and we have to develop more systems in order to feel all of us together, being in one vessel. I really hope more people will come and participate in this, and specifically the ones who are experts in the connections. What's before us is to establish such systems that our connections around the earth will be really felt connections in their intensity and emotion. Next.
Question from PT14. What is that same spiritual broadcaster that you spoke of?
Just to be connected to the 10, and then from one 10 to other 10s, or to all the 10s. That's it. All in all, the whole vessel of Adam HaRishon is 10s that are mutually connected, like cells in one body. Michael, what are we about to do?
We have another article of Shamati.
So, let's move on to Shamati 78. All in all, we're coming close to conclude the articles of Shamati. We still have a long way, but still.